Only on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Lars Larson, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m.
Get a little spice to it.
25 minutes to 9 o'clock on the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Okay, we have a libelous comment being made by a U.S. senator that he wouldn't ascribe to anyone in particular, but he was trying to. So he was trying to create a mood about Republicans in general.
More than being an arsonist?
So yeah.
More than being a terrorist?
Well, no. In fact, I'll tell you what he said.
Dick Durbin. I don't know that those were specifically tied to senators, but yeah. You know where I'm going with those references.
Okay, well, Senator Dick Durbin. Posted on his Facebook page the following. Many Republicans searching for something to say in defense of the disastrous shutdown strategy will say President Obama just doesn't try hard enough to communicate with Republicans. But in a, quote, negotiation, close quote, meeting with the president, one GOP House leader told him, I cannot even stand to look at you. Now, what are the chances of an honest conversation with someone who has just said something so disrespectful? All right. Obviously, the press was interested in this, so they bring it up in the press gaggle, morning press gaggle with Jay Carney.
How did Durbin respond?
Well, first they bring it up with Jay Carney.
Oh, okay.
And they said, wow.
Like Jay Carney would know about that.
Jay Carney, well, he would know. If something
was
like that
Jay
happened.
Carney sitting in on these meetings
but
with the congressional members? I'm guessing he wasn't.
Well, he flatly denied that it happened. He says, no evasions, no parsing, none of the usual, you know, he said, quote, no evasions, no parsing, it did not happen.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now, Jay Carney has been known to sometimes skirt the truth, but then again, so has Dick Durbin. So, which guy was fibbing?
And Durbin tweeted this, right?
He posted it to his Facebook page.
Oh, Facebook, sure. Okay, same outlet, social media, whatever.
Yes. Well, first of all, if someone had said that in a meeting, it would have gotten out. But here's the thing.
You'd think that if it really happened, Dick Durbin would have been a man enough to say who it was.
Well,
because
yeah.
He would, to that end... The Democratic left would feast on any Republican that would say something like that.
That is it, exactly.
And I think that's why if he can't name a name, it's pretty unlikely that it didn't happen.
So he's making blank
up. Negative there.
Is what he's doing, making blank up. All right. Coming back home here, did you hear about this school policy? Two high schools in Lacey, right south of the state capitol in Olympia. Are having homecoming dances, and they decided to preempt any controversies with kids twerking or freak dancing. Now, twerking, you might remember Miley Cyrus's MTV VMA performance, where she bent over.
You forgot to mention the word hideous. MTV VMA performance.
Yes. And then freak dancing is basically just boys and girls dry humping, where guys just stand behind girls and gyrate.
I'd rather be there looking at Gretchen.
Now, Brittany, you know, again, I hate to bring up things that people weren't objecting to at your wedding reception, but again, the people there were adults.
Yeah, you were out there.
Yeah.
I saw you out there.
That's right.
You're getting down.
So getting
how
your groove on?
How would you describe twerking to our audience?
Oh, geez. I have no idea the correct way to describe it other than...
It's like a...
Look it up on YouTube.
It's like a bad aerobics class gone completely haywire. That's what it is.
There
That's
you
right.
Go.
Okay.
There you go.
It's like someone doing yoga, downward facing dog... And
yeah,
then gyrating like an aerobics class.
Yeah, like you're in some sort of a seizure.
How's that? All right. So Q13's Tina Patel went to Lacey to find out about this no new twerking policy.
Both students and their parents had to sign these contracts before they could go to homecoming dances at River Ridge and North Thurston High Schools in Lacey. It says no laying on the ground. Both feet must remain on the floor. Should these things have to be spelled out?
A few years ago, school officials heard about another district canceling homecoming because of inappropriate dancing.
So some of our activities directors at the high school got together and they decided, let's nip this in the bud. Let's get ahead of this.
They came up with a dance contract. At River Ridge, students may not bend over 45 degrees while dancing. There cannot be lap dancing or dancing that looks like you're having sex.
You know, such hang-ups these adults have these days.
I think Brittany just picked it up. The
you can bend over 42 degrees, fine. 45, nope.
Somebody going to be out there with a protractor?
Really? 45 degrees, not
those compass
okay.
things. You're up into the 40s. Back it off, kid.
So the reporter, Tina Patel, after talking to the adults, decided to talk to the students. Now, what do you think the students had to say?
Oh, I'm sure they were completely on board, don't you think?
You might be surprised.
But the students we spoke to in Lacey say they don't mind signing a contract.
No, I was okay with it. I understood why and stuff.
Like, it's one of those things that, like, school, like, how you just have to get, like, a permission slip to watch a movie in class or, like, something along those lines. It's just one of those things, I guess.
They say it makes parents feel better, but they say if parents came to the dances, they would see there's no real reason to worry.
Not for a high school dance, like, because we have teachers and you're at a high school dance. Like, in your high school, you're not going to be doing, pulling a Miley Cyrus out there.
Pulling a Miley Cyrus. So, what I'm thinking is Miley Cyrus may well have provoked disgust and dismay among high schoolers who just thought she embarrassed herself. I mean,
get a little spice to it.
The one thing that a high schooler never wants to do is get embarrassed in front of his or her classmates, right?
That is a good point. That's got to play
what's
into
the
it at
one
some
thing?
Point here.
Because what was your worst moment as a high schooler? Probably a moment when you were embarrassed in front of other kids. And I'm thinking that a growing number of high schoolers probably, first of all, if a high school girl twerks, she'll look like she's trying to imitate Miley Cyrus. And that looks pathetic yeah. because, you know, pathetic imitation is frowned on when it's so obvious. And secondly, she became such an object of ridicule. And who wants to go out on the dance floor and get ridiculed?
Yeah, you're being a Miley Cyrus imitator, impersonator, something like that. You're probably onto something that's just not the path these high school kids are going to go down.
So I bring this up because I think it's very interesting that they are making kids sign this contract, and most kids are saying, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, we might actually be at a point where even the kids say, you know, yeah, it's... There's a point at which sexy just becomes gross and disgusting when it's in public.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the kids are on board with not wanting to repeat this behavior, such as Miley Cyrus. But I don't know if this was presented to me when I was in high school, I could see myself not wanting to sign it. Just because
you don't want to be told what to do.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that I would be doing that type of behavior, but why do you feel like I need to sign something to prove that to you?
Now, when I was in high school, there would be a little bit of grinding during slow dancing, mm-hmm. but during most dances, boys and girls didn't even touch.
What did you dance to at your high school dances in the 70s?
Peter Frampton, Aerosmith, okay. Led Zeppelin,
okay.
Bruce Springsteen. Now, what about you, Brittany?
Not what we'd call dance music, per se.
That's right. When you were in high school, what kind of dancing was allowed and what kind of...
Well, I think they did... They had some...
Because you were Kent Meridian.
They had some kind of rule that was... It was like a book rule or something. Like, you had to be a book's width apart from the person. Nobody really went by it. It was really just there to just let you know, well, let's keep it classy. You know, don't get all crazy out there. But they weren't saying you need to sign something. It was really just set in place so those people that maybe were planning on getting a little crazy out there would know. Once you start, somebody's going to come over and tap you on the shoulder and separate you, you know.
Or tap you somewhere. I mean, it depends. Now, because remember last spring at Port Townsend, which is just a gorgeous place to visit in summer and autumn over on the peninsula, and Port Angeles, they both banned grinding or freak dancing for their prom, and the kids, didn't they boycott the prom?
A bunch did,
Then we're not going to go.
They didn't want to put up with the prohibition.
Hasn't this been going on for, I mean, the movie Dirty Dancing, for example, you know, that was that naughty, you know, frowned upon, you know, you shouldn't do that, proper people wouldn't do that, and all of this is modern day dirty dancing, you know?
See, here's the difference, is that, you know, the dirty dancing from that movie, that's suggestive, you know, and when you do something suggestive, it still leaves something to the imagination. And in my opinion, it's even more sexy when it's suggestive.
The whole franchise.
Freak dancing doesn't, there is no imagination.
The whole franchise of Dancing with the Stars is basically predicated on what happened in the movie Dirty Dancing with Jennifer Grey.
Yeah, I mean, here's the bottom line.
But
kids,
you're right.
On dance floors today what we used to do in the back of the car. After the dance.
Yeah. I mean, and now it's gone from private to public.
Yeah, and that's the issue, is it's going all right in public, and you'd say, you know, aren't girls a little bit, you know, chastened by the fact that everyone's watching her bend over like this, and some guy's, you know, grinding on her? I mean, doesn't that bother her? Doesn't that embarrass her? And for a lot of girls, the answer is no, not really. What's your hang up?
But if that's what's going on, you know, all over them in media and music, and they don't know what any other way to dance.
Well, is that women's lib? Is that women's empowerment? To control
most,
you know,
feminists,
or express
most
themselves
feminists
on the dance floor
so.
That way?
No, most feminists wouldn't think
certainly,
so.
Certainly most moms wouldn't say that.
No, no. But bottom line here is this is where the Miley Cyrus episode may have finally been the end point, where it now looks ridiculous. It now looks absurd. And it's embarrassing to be compared to Miley Cyrus, so don't do that. So that's why I'm thinking there may have been a different reaction from kids to this policy,
the no twerking policy,
which
the
no twerking policy after the Miley Cyrus episode versus last spring before.
Why can't they just tell them to not do it instead of signing a piece of paper?
I think
why
the
does
short
it have to
answer
go that
is
far?
You're going to want to get something down in writing that expressly states what's sort of over the line and what's not over the line. And I think that it's just all legal liability, because then if you don't make it explicit like that, you're going to tell some kid, okay, your behavior at the dance is over the line, and you're going to ask them to stop, and then they're going to go home to mom and dad, and they're going to say, they told me to stop dancing,
you know,
at the dance, and it all snowballs into a we're suing the school situation.
You know where else?
So that's kind of where it comes from.
You know where else there is a strict no twerking policy?
In the KVI studios?
You're close. The KVI listener appreciation party at Eastside Harley-Davidson on November 7th.
That's a good place to institute
there'll
no twerking.
There will be no freak dancing there. Oh, there will be no twerking allowed. And to prove it, I'll give you a pair of tickets if you can be the 10th caller so you can witness it for yourself. 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. 10th caller gets a free pair of tickets.